Woe to the teachers of the law, the day of the saints is here. Woe to the teachers.
Welcome to God News Network, where the saints are rising, where we are here to fulfill the word of God, the mystery which has been hidden from ages and from generations, but now has been revealed to his saints.
Are you a saint? How do you find out? By listening to God News Network. Thank you for joining us once again this beautiful Sunday. I'm Saint Rick, coming to you from the beautiful city of Naples, Florida. Yes, I'm on remote. And with me, my good friend, my other saint, as part of the God News Network team, and that would be Saint Albert from South Carolina. How are you doing, brother?
I'm doing great, Rick, but not as good as you. Boy, I love Naples. I love Naples. The beaches are beautiful there.
Yeah, so far we've really enjoyed it. We've only been here a day, but I am excited about today's information that we are putting out there for people. And we are looking forward to sharing the best news on the planet, and that is the news about Jesus Christ. But before we do, there's so much negative news out there. If you've had an opportunity to look at any of the news and the politics, that's all it is negative news pretty much. Depends on which network that you're listening to. But there's many different news stories, but really if you switch from channel to channel to channel, it's pretty much the same three news stories over and over and over and over, like they're programming or they're dumping it into your brain. So we want to throw out a little bit of good news for those who are watching us that don't get a chance to hear some of this. And we're going to share with you something that just occurred at Liberty University by the President of our United States. So if you're a believer and you've been following us all over the world, so far we're broadcasting in 79 countries. And if you're new, you can go to godnewsnetwork.com. That's www.godnewsnetwork.com and pick up our shows, our messages for those who are listening, and there'll be more and more great things coming as we continue to grow. Right now, I bring you about a minute of information from the President of the United States from Liberty University. It goes like this.
America has always been the land of dreams because America is a nation of true believers. When the pilgrims landed at Plymouth, they prayed. When the founders wrote the Declaration of Independence, they invoked our Creator four times. Because in America, we don't worship government, we worship God. That is why our elected officials put their hands on the Bible and say, "So help me God."
Who do we worship?
God.
We worship God, not the government.
That's
As you
right.
can see, many, many people were there at the university listening to Donald Trump talk about God. Now, I want to pick this back up in the story so that we can see the rest of it here. It's really, really awesome.
As they take the oath of office. It is why our currency proudly declares, "In God we trust." And it's why we proudly proclaim that we are one nation under God every time we say the Pledge of Allegiance. The story of America is the story of an adventure that began with deep faith, big dreams, and humble beginnings.
Our country is founded on the principles of God. Now, one of the things that we know, Albert, that you and I have had an opportunity to see is all the fake information, not only coming from the politics side, but from the church side. And we're going to kind of get into a little bit of that. For example, We're going to talk about how do we know what Jesus looks like? Now, if you go to the fake pictures, you're going to find pictures of Jesus everywhere that look similar to this, right? So you see pictures like that, like that, like that, like that. They're all very similar, right? Mm-hmm. Passion of the Christ, so on and so forth. Jesus is back. But they're very similar in pictures, all right? Now, I know some people are going to get their feathers ruffled over this whole deal, but let's see what, does the Bible tell us what Jesus actually looks like? Does it actually tell us, wow, what does Christ look like? Yes, it does. We're going to go to Revelation, and we're going to go chapter 1. And we know up front, it is the revelation from, right? Well, let's see what the King James has to say about that. It's not the revelation from, it's the revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave unto him. So now, wait a minute. The revelation is a word that means apocalypsis. Apocalypsis. Okay? So it's something that is being revealed, a disclosure of truth, an instruction concerning things before unknown, right? It's an appearance, a manifestation, a laying bare, making it naked. So basically, there's information that's about to be revealed, the revelation. We're going to reveal a truth of Jesus Christ, which God gave unto him. So God is the one that gave him this revelation, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Now we're going to go back into the NIV and go down. So we wanted to set this up, who it was from. Okay, and then we're going to go down to 14, and it says, the hair on his head was white like wool. Okay, now, if you've never seen wool, is wool straight?
Nope.
No, it's real kinky curly wool, right?
Yeah.
Now, we are supposed to be sheep, so let's do this here. We're going to do a Google search here, and we look up wool, lamb's wool, okay? Look how kinky this is, okay? Mm-hmm. See the wool?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So now we know what wool is. We're going to go back to Revelation, and we're going to look here. It says right here, the hair on his head was white like wool and as white as snow. Now, does snow look dingy? Does snow look brown? Does snow look dark brown? No, it's pure white. Pure white, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we know that he had white woolly hair. Now, how many pictures have you seen of Jesus with white woolly hair?
None.
None, right? So white woolly hair isn't anything that's been pictured out there so far about Christ. The movies, the pictures, your Bibles that have been printed, pictures that are hanging on the walls. I know some of you are going to be really attached to those pictures, and now you're going to be really upset that you've been lied to. Once again, you've been lied to, just like you're being lied to every day on the politics scene. It also is happening in the church. I'm sorry, but it's just a fact. Also, his eyes were like blazing fire. All right, we're going to go back to these pictures of Jesus that shows around the internet. I don't see any blazing fire eyes of Jesus. They all look really soft and demure. No blazing fire eyes. Now I'm just clicking through, looking up the picture of Jesus. Okay? All right. So we know that isn't correct. So now we're going to go on. His feet were like bronze glowing in a furnace. Now, actually, I really like how the King James brings out a little bit more detail on that one. So we're going to go down to 14. His head and his hairs were white like wool, as white as snow, and his eyes were as flame of fire. And his feet like unto fine brass, as if they burned in a furnace, and his voice as the sound of many waters. So if they've been burned in a furnace, what does brass look like that's been burned in a furnace? Let's take a look. There it is. Okay. So if we look at this, let's view the image. Okay. That is brass that's been burned in a furnace.
It's like a deep tan.
It's like a real dark tan, right? Nothing like what we've been taught. So here is the comparison of the two. Which one is a better description of Christ in the Bible?
I'll say the black man is.
I would say the man who has dark skin, woolly white hair. Wouldn't you?
Yep.
I would too. I'm sorry if this offends you guys, but I'm reading from the Word of God. Now, if you don't believe that, you know how, you know, genetics plays a role in things, right? Did you know it even played a role in God and his son? How do we know this? We go back to Daniel. Now, in Daniel, this is when we'll go to the front here. It says, in the first year of Belshazzar, king of Babylon, Daniel had dream and visions upon his head and his bed. And then he wrote the dream and told us some of the matters. Okay, now he's explaining this dream and he goes on. And he saw the night visions, and he considered the horns, etc. And he said, I beheld till the thrones were cast down, and the Ancient of Days did sit. Okay, well, who in the world is the Ancient of Days? Let's go to the King James Version. Go down to 9. And as we look here in verse 9, I beheld till the thrones were cast down in the Ancient of Days. Let's see who the ancient is. Aramaic. Okay, ancient, advanced, age, old, taken away, right? Kind of a not a real good translation. But if we look at it, of days, okay, Aramaic, masculine noun, translate day, refers to 24-hour period, the word modified or things together. So now, when you put those two things together, the Ancient of Days, whose garment was white as snow, who is he talking about?
He's talking about God, about Christ.
Talking about God. Yeah. So he sees God, and his garment was white as snow, and the hair of his head like pure what?
Pure wool.
Wool. Okay. And his throne was like fire, was like the fiery flame, and his wheels as burning fire. Oh, wait. Fiery flame, wheels as burning fire, and his feet were like that, burnt in a furnace.
Yep.
So we have the same pure wool from God on his head as we do Christ. That's pretty amazing, isn't it?
It's amazing. And, people don't see that. You know, I have always been taught that that has to do with attributes of God and all kinds of stuff like that, you know. You know, if you see the region, why would it be an attribute of God? I mean, those that region over there, you know, there is a lot of black people in the region over there. In fact, most of the people are black. So, you know, I don't see why they have to have such a everything. You know, the thing is, Rick, that everything is hidden in this world. The world tries to hide everything that has to do with God, you know, and the system of the kingdom. You know, we get blinded just because people that are famous or people that are, you know, that are talking about God, that they are actually saying all the time things are truth. And it's not because of them either. You know, they've been taught also nonsense, you know. So when you get taught nonsense, a lot of times you preach nonsense. But, you know, Rick, I was born in Cuba, born under a communist system. And I lived in Mexico later on. And the communist system, there's something particular, you know, people say, well, why doesn't Cubans rise up, you know, and go against the government and be freed and all that? Well, you see, the systems of this world are set up to buy people, you see, and for people to depend in that system. Like, for instance, you know, everybody in Cuba, the house that they live on, is a house that belongs to the government and it has been given to them. Of course, the house was taken away from the rightful owners, but now it has been given to those people. So those people owe to the system to live in that house. And not just that, but, you know, when they go work somewhere, that work that they have is a work of the state. So they owe to the state also for their living. And it continues on down. So those people, even though that probably only less than 1% of the people will revolt because they understand and they see it and they come out saying, this is wrong and we're not going to tolerate this. And, you know, and they, of course, people in the United States don't see what happens to those people, but those people get treated really bad. Some of them even get killed. I mean, you're seeing that right now with what happened with guy in China, that he was died of liver cancer. You know, those people are treated really bad. While the majority of the people, 99% of the people, just go with the system because it's convenient for them, because they're living out of the system. Not that they don't understand sometimes that the system is wrong. Sometimes they understand the system is wrong, but they say, well, you know what? Let's just continue on. Everybody's living. You know, it might not be the right system, but we're all living and we're all surviving, right? And that occurs here in the United States. You know, you know, even the pastors, Rick, the pastors, a lot of the pastors live in this big mansions which don't pay any taxes at all. And they know this system is corrupted. They know that the system that they're living is in a corrupted system. There shouldn't be any reason why a pastor and a regular person from the church be any different in the taxes that they pay or anything else. The only reason why they got to that place is because they own the lobbyists. And the lobbyists go out there and do rules and regulations to feed the system, and they're part of the system. And not just them, but just everybody else, the politicians too. The politicians are out there, and they're involved in this system. Which gives them money, gives them prestige, gives them information, promises things. And so no one wants this system to go away because they're in this system. Some of them know that it's corrupted and they know that it's wrong, but they continue on it because they make a living out of this system. And that's how the church has found itself, and that's what this government has found itself. And we all have to wake up. And it hurts to get out of a system like this, because we have been all this time bet fed in the mouth by a spoon, you know, spoon fed. But we have to leave this system for the sake of the gospel, for the sake of the United States. We have to leave this system. You know, whether left or right, this system involves everybody. You know, you could say anything about the left, that they're involving the system heavily, which is true. You could have seen it with Hillary Clinton. I mean, for God's sake, even Donald Trump's son, which it was nothing that he did that was an irregular in Washington, D.C., all those people that were hanging around with him in that meeting were lobbyists. But that's not abnormal, because there's lobbyists surrounding all those politicians every day from even foreign countries. And it's terrible. It's killing our system, Rick. And it's killing our Christianity, because people are seeing this, and they're seeing Christianity as being a system of the world, which is not. And we have to wake up. You know, whether you're in the left or you're a conservative radio, Christian radio advocate, get out of the system. Go against the system. We have to, for our sake and for the sake of this nation. Yeah.
Well, Albert, very well said. As we get ready to wrap up here, I do want to go back to, you're talking about the systems and how important they are. And there's really two systems. You have the world system and you have God's system. You're either living in one or you're living in the other. There's really no going back and forth between the two systems, because that's kind of like a lukewarm person. We know what happens according to Revelation. He will spew you out of his mouth, being lukewarm. Now we go to 1 John chapter 2, verse 15, and God is speaking here and says, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, lust of the eyes, the pride of life, is not of the Father, but it is of the world. So love not the things of the world. And right now, these systems, if God is truth, what is the world system? It's lies. If God is good, what is the world system? It's evil. Right now, this world system is perpetuating what is evil and telling you that it's good, and the perpetuating what is good and telling you that it's evil. We just heard our president completely in support of Christianity and God and praying and anywhere you want, anytime you want. And there was just a recent picture of Donald Trump in the White House, and all the men were praying over him and laying hands on him. Have you seen that picture yet?
Yeah, I saw that, and it's powerful.
It's powerful. And yeah. What does the fake media that call themselves news media do? They say, ooh, this is a strange picture. Ooh, this is really weird. What's going on? Ooh, weird. Ooh. That's because they know not the Father. The love of the Father is not in them. That is kind of a key right there in understanding the differences in the systems. And if you don't understand the differences in the systems, you're kind of going to be challenged. Which leads us to our conclusion. Good news. God is the good news. At God News Network, we're focused on giving you the good news. And the good news is Jesus Christ. He was born of a virgin. He was God incarnate in the flesh to accomplish what no flesh could accomplish on behalf of us, so that we could have a beautiful relationship with him. Then he was persecuted and killed on the cross, buried for 3 days, and rose unto victory. We are now rising unto victory. The saints are rising. If you want to join me, just say out loud, I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God who died on the cross, was buried 3 days, and rose again for me. And I accept him as my Lord and Savior. If you've done that, multitudes of angels are right now praising God and singing with joy because you are now part of the brotherhood of God. We want to thank you for continuing to promote us. God puts it on your heart to help us grow any further. We appreciate it. P.O. Box 55, Mount Zion, Illinois. P.O. Box 55, Mount Zion, Illinois. 62549. 62549. Thank you. You are blessed abundantly. And whatever you do, never forget that the saints truly are rising.